Woodman in the Morning on K104. It's a new day.
You can't make this one up. Guy in Clearwater, Florida recently took his 2003 Jeep Liberty into the shop for some repairs.
Oh, okay.
He didn't get it back for 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. When they finally did, he found sand inside his Jeep, along with a pair of women's underwear.
What?
And he'd also found out that his car has been driven 1,000 miles.
Oh.
And the car had a bunch of parking tickets. So a reporter went to the repair shop. The owner did not want to talk about it. He claims the guy is either lying or a former employee did it. So they want to talk to the former employee, but the former employee, well, he can't talk because he's facing murder charges.
What?
You can't make this one up. Take a listen to this.
What?
I'm sitting here having to walk everywhere. I'm 1,000% sure of that one. Yes, that was not there. I want the person to lose their job. I mean, that's just not right to take anybody's car like that.
So it sounds like somebody was joyriding in his vehicle.
Okay, well, it wasn't me.
You know anything about that?
I guess crazy.
He's crazy? How?
Yeah. I don't know. Where would you make that up at? That's what civil court's for, letting bring the ticket.
He says he has 1,000 miles on his vehicle while it was supposed to be here fixed. Now it's not fixed. And there was women's underwear in the back seat.
Oh, I don't like your attitude, so all that.
Whoa, hey.
Weirdo.
Whoa. You're making that one up.
I don't like your attitude.
Yet another story from Florida.
Do you write all kinds?
Do you ever write your mileage down when you drop your vehicle off to be serviced?
No, but you should.
Because I often wonder. One time I dropped my car off. This is no joke. I dropped my car off and I swear I saw it on Route 9 pass me.
Well, maybe they were just test driving.
Well, that's what they said.
Yeah.
It's like Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
They test drove it for a few days.
Yeah, they're sure it's all right.
But I said it was in there for an oil change.
Oh, well, that's another story.
The Woodman in the Morning on K104. It's a new day.